Mark MacDonald is a career development specialist with Slinua Careers. He works in the area of CV writing, cover letter writing, mock interviews and interview training, job searching and networking. And Mark, when working with a client in an interview training session, there are four points you raise in terms of what the employer is likely to be looking for.
I think, yeah, there are, Liam. I think, you know, what we try and explain to people is that the interview dynamic doesn't really change from one sector to another. And by and large, what an employer or an interviewer or a series of people on an interview panel are doing during an interview is they're asking themselves four key questions throughout that process. Now, they may not realise this is what they're doing, but in essence, what they're trying to do is they're trying to find out about you, and they're trying to find out, what have you done before? The second point is, can you do it again? And then within that, they want to know, can you do it for me? Will you achieve in our organisation what you achieved in somebody else's organisation? And then fourthly, they just want to know, will you fit into the culture of the particular organisation that you're applying to? And culture is something that an employer and a business owner will guard. They'll guard it like their own children. It's something that they've worked hard to build up. You know, you can't put a tangible value on it, but, you know, people, I suppose, not fitting into a culture within an organisation will just, they'll cause problems for themselves. They won't develop in their own careers. They'll probably hold other people back, and it simply won't work out. So that they will apportion a huge degree of significance to culture.
So how do you get to know the culture of an organisation before you go in? How do you get to know how to play into that in an interview?
That's one of the areas that you need to research, really. You know, anyone presenting for an interview has an obligation on themselves to research as much as they can about the particular job they're applying for and the particular organisation they're applying to. There are limitless resources of information available. If it was me, I would start online. I'd start with a company website. You'll find with a lot of organisations, they'll have a mission statement somewhere on their homepage that basically outlines in a number of clear, you know, three or four lines what that company is all about, what its values are. It could be called a mission statement, it could be called a value proposition or a value statement, but it's a particular set of words that the business owners of that particular organisation will apportion a huge degree of value to, and it'll determine how they go about their daily work within that organisation. Second to that, I would start to look at as much information as I could, really, within the company website. You might find, you know, how they operate in terms of product development, what markets they operate in. All these different pieces of information will help you develop an overview of what the prevailing culture is within that organisation. The next thing I would encourage people is to simply ask. Leverage your network. Leverage your social network. Leverage your professional network. Ask the questions. We're quite lucky in this country in that most of us live in small cities or small towns or small villages within a small country. You really don't have to throw a stone very far before you hit someone. And it's quite easy to find information. And if you leverage your own network, if you leverage your own professional contacts, you'd be surprised how easy it is to find some information about the job that you're applying for. Search online, boards.ie. People who use boards.ie every day of the week love to answer questions anonymously. You go on to boards anonymously, ask some questions, and you'd be quite surprised that people will come back. And other than that, if there's other information you were looking for, I would encourage people to ring the company. When you know that you're going to be called for an interview, maybe phone the company, phone your HR contact or your admin contact in the organisation. Maybe ask them who will be interviewing me. Who are the names of the people who will be interviewing me? Look them up on LinkedIn. If you have a LinkedIn profile, they will actually know that you've looked at them, which again will help reinforce your suitability. It'll reinforce your enthusiasm for applying for and hoping to be successful in this particular job application. But those people's LinkedIn profiles will give you an indication of their background. It'll give you an indication of what makes them tick. And within that, you're again building up your overview of the company culture that you're hoping you can demonstrate that you'll slot into.
Okay, some excellent advice there from Mark MacDonald from Slinua Careers, Dublin North. 01-685-5866 if you want to contact Mark to learn more about how you can do a really great job interview or have a great CV, or email Mark on mark@slinuacareers.com.